Classic FM Podcasts.
Brought to you by Lexus Hybrid Drive in the pursuit of perfection.
The Guest List on Classic FM with Anne-Marie Minhall.
And thanks for downloading this week. And on the guest list, one of the world's leading violinists, Maxim Vengerov, tells us about his long journey to discover the real Mozart.
We were lucky to be with Mozart for all this time since 2005. And it seemed like we don't want to let it go. And yes, we're doing a lot of concerts, but I'm sure when we're done with that, when we're done with recording, we'll have beautiful memories, but we'll never have enough.
And the guest list also says hello to the actor up for a BAFTA, Leslie Phillips.
As I get older, I'm getting more extraordinary parts. You know, I once got fixed as the wicked young man who chased girls all the time in fast cars. And as I've got older, the whole situation is changing. And with me too.
Plus, our book reviewer casts his eye across 30 more true things you need to know now and why you shouldn't miss a debut album by a cellist who's been compared to some of the greats. Maxim Vengerov, who took a year's sabbatical. More details can be found out at classicfm.com/guestlist. And that's where you'll also find details of this week's recommended new CD. The man to choose that is David Meller here on the guest list. And David, the new CD you've been listening to this week is a debut by a cellist of whom there are high hopes, Richard Harwood.
Yes, indeed, from the young British cellist Richard Harwood, about whom great things are spoken and for whom great predictions are made. And that's borne out by this EMI debut CD, which lasts 77 minutes. It's always good to look and see how much you're getting. And that's, 2 minutes short of what you can squeeze onto a CD. So very good value. Remember, this comes at bargain price. You've got two substantial sonatas, Beethoven's third cello sonata and the rather poignant Chopin cello sonata that was written right towards the end of his life. Indeed, three movements of that sonata were played by Chopin. Of course, he was playing the piano. Someone else was playing the cello at his very last recital in Paris in 1848, just a few months before he died. You've got four interesting encore pieces, including Glazunov's Minstrel's Song, which I particularly enjoyed. Rostropovich taught me to love that, and it's good that Richard Harwood has disinterred it also. A good arrangement for cello and piano of Rubinstein's celebrated melody in F, and, of course, just to show that Harwood is a virtuoso, David Popper's Dance of the Elves, and beautifully recorded last year in Potton Hall in Suffolk. You can't go far wrong with this disc at EMI debut price. And if you say to me, shall we be hearing more of Richard Harwood? My answer, based on listening to this CD, is a resounding yes.
Thanks, David, very much indeed. One to watch then. Richard Harwood's new CD with pianist Christoph Berner is out now. Sonatas by Beethoven and Chopin. And he'll be with me on the guest list next week as well. Thank you very much, Natalie. Just time to let me tell you that next week the guest list will be playing host to the composer Philip Glass, the pianist Mitsuko Uchida, and also to a cellist who's just released his debut CD. It was our CD of the week this week, Richard Harwood.
I was giving performances, and quite prestigious performances, before, you know, one really registers making music as a career. And so in that sense, I think music and the cello kind of, you know, it chose me, and so it was a very organic process.
And more from Richard Harwood next Sunday night at 9.
The Guest List on Classic FM with Anne-Marie Minhall.